USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump visiting Shanksville, Pennsylvania, reminding us that it's important to honor every police officer, firefighter, and EMT.
Today we honor their extraordinary sacrifice and every first responder who keeps America safe.
The victims of United Flight 93 are being remembered as heroes for their acts of courage, and Family of Flight's Vice President Ed Root notes how memories of those lost in the 2001 crash can come up at a moment's notice.
At the moment, we were beginning to know each other a little bit, to learn a little bit more about the men and women who shared those last moments of life on Flight 93.
Firefighters in Oregon and California continuing to fight wildfires, the governors of each state declaring a state of emergency. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo discussing a peace deal that's been 20 years in the making, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo welcoming long-awaited and what he calls very historic peace talks between the Afghan government and the insurgent Taliban. Warning, though, negotiations between Afghans' warring parties are likely to be a bit contentious.
We are proud of what we've achieved, but it's time for this next step. And I'm mindful of how difficult these conversations will be among the Afghans, but it's theirs for the taking. It's their country.
Pompeo is speaking to reporters in Doha, Qatar, where the talks are being held.
At least 30 phones used by members of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team all had their data wiped clean before an official could check the devices for records. That's according to documents released yesterday by the Department of Justice. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As the November election draws near, our goal at USA Radio Network is to arm you with the facts on the important races across the country. One of the ways we will be doing this is by fact-checking the campaigns as they hit the road across the country. Today we're going to look at comments made by Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden when he was in Warren, Michigan on Wednesday.
Military COVID infected, 118,000. 984. Military COVID deaths, 6,114.
Biden did not cite a source for the number 6,114, but it is off by 6,107, according to the Department of Defense's website. The number of people that have died from COVID-19 is 7. The number of combined deaths between military, civilian, dependent, and contractor Department of Defense employees is 90. The department has experienced a total of 58,000 infections with just over 1,240 hospitalizations. City leaders in San Francisco will now allow hair salons and other businesses to reopen in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. Coming days after Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, visited one, sparking a nationwide outcry. The businesses can reopen on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.